This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. The announcement exposed the deep divisions that have emerged between the close allies 3 months into Israel's war against Gaza's Hamas rulers. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden wants to work with Israel on what happens after the war ends.
The hope is that when this conflict is over, that we can work in a collaborative way with the Israeli government on and counterparts in the region on good governance in Gaza. Good governance that the president hopes can lead to a viable two-state solution.
In a nationally broadcast news conference, Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with the offensive until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. A United Nations agency says women and children are the main victims of the war in Gaza. VOA's Alexis Stroke tells us more.
The UN agency promoting gender equality says women and children are the main victims of the war in Gaza, with an estimated 16,000 killed. UN Women estimates that two mothers have lost their lives every hour since Hamas's surprise attack on Israel. It also estimates that at least 3,000 women may have become widows and heads of households, and at least 10,000 children may have lost their fathers. In a report released Friday, UN Women points to gender inequality and the burden on women fleeing the fighting with children and being displaced again and again. It says that of the territory's 2.3 million people, 1.9 million are displaced and, quote, close to 1 million are women and girls. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United States fighter jets struck Houthi rebel sites in Yemen for a sixth time Friday, taking out anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. The Iranian-backed Houthi militants say their attacks on global shipping in the Red Sea corridor are aimed at stopping Israel's war on Hamas and the Gaza Strip. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday announced student debt cancellation of nearly $5 billion for an additional 74,000 borrowers, including more than half who earned forgiveness after 10 years of public service as teachers, nurses, and firefighters. Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Those receiving relief as a part of today's announcement include teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who earned forgiveness after 10 years of public service. It also includes people who have been in repayment for 20 years but never got the relief that they earned.
The announcement by the White House brings the total loan forgiveness approved by the Biden-Harris administration to $136.6 billion. In a statement released by Biden, he said, quote, I won't back down from using every tool at our disposal to get student loan borrowers the relief they need to reach their dreams. According to the Federal Student Aid website, as of June 2023, approximately 43.4 million student loan recipients had $1.63 trillion in outstanding loans.
Japan has become the fifth country in history to reach the moon. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Japan's spacecraft, which was not carrying astronauts, has landed on the lunar surface. But an issue with the power supply means that the mission could be in jeopardy. The solar battery is not generating power. After the landing, the priority focused on gathering as much data about its landing and the moon as possible on the remaining battery. Officials are also analyzing whether the spacecraft made a pinpoint landing, a key priority of the mission. Japan follows the United States, the Soviet Union, China, and India in reaching the moon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A politically treacherous dynamic is taking hold in Congress as negotiators work to strike a bipartisan deal on the border and immigration, with vocal opposition from the hard right and former President Donald Trump threatening to topple the carefully negotiated compromise. Senators are finalizing the details of an agreement on border measures that unlocked Republican support for Ukraine in the Senate as soon as next week, but the deal is already wobbling. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.